Well, while Britain, along with much of the rest of the world, struggles to revive its flagging economy, one country is proving the exception to the global recession. Brazil. Its economy isn't just healthy, it is on a tear, on track to grow by 7% this year. Hanna Jaffe-Walt of NPR's Planet Money team now takes us to a windowless office in the capital, Brasilia. She introduces us to four men with one job description: fuel the growth.
Here is a fact that everyone in the Brazilian treasury will tell you as if it is inherently meaningful. It used to be that there was just a front office where they sold the government bonds and a back office where they did back office stuff. But now there is a middle office. It wasn't until I heard this for the third time from Rodrigo Cabral in the middle office that I really understood its meaning. The middle office is a symbol of Brazil's coming of age.
If you will see like less developed countries in terms of debt management, you will always find a front office and a back office because they have to issue and they have to register somehow. They have to calculate some statistics. An important step, like in a mature public debt department, I think is the creation of a middle office.
You only need a middle office if you have enough interest in your government bonds to require government bond salesmen. Rodrigo Cabral and his team leader André Peyrette, that's them. André is a 30-year-old who looks 20 and is wearing a t-shirt with two men punching each other on it. His job is to convince the investors of the world that with Brazilian bonds,
people can earn a lot of money with low risk. So it's a good place to set your money in.
André is the first person to occupy this position. And when he began 6 years ago, the world's investors didn't really know much about Brazil. Rodrigo and André had to teach them. The middle office got a faster internet connection, put together an email list. They'd travel to countries on Brazilian bond roadshows and talk about how stable the government is now, talk up the growing middle class. And they'd hand out the government annual borrowing plan and say, you see, there's a plan. In 2008, the middle office won over the credit rating agencies. Brazilian bonds were promoted to investment grade.
It means a lot because it opens the teachers' pension funds from California.
They never used to invest in you before.
Yeah.
The California teachers on board, things started to move.
We start to receive here like investors that we didn't receive before from all Asia, especially Japan, but China as well.
Bond investors now knew about Brazil. And what's more, they were asking sophisticated, hard questions. Even a small Irish pension fund was calling, asking about some obscure possible change in the budgetary guidelines.
Things extremely specific that we don't see people here discussing. It's a surprise in a good sense.
Rodrigo and André had to know everything. Until, suddenly, they didn't anymore. André says one day, just a couple months ago, the middle office guys were on one of their road shows in Washington, D.C., presenting to a packed room full of investors.
We were explaining what was going on here. Our team were explaining the fiscal stance, and people just didn't want to hear. Just were not really concerned about the challenges that we had ahead on this side.
The investors weren't concerned about inflation or political instability. They were interrupting the presentation to say, we know all this already. When's the next sale? Come on, guys.
That's right. That's kind of funny, actually.
Funny that André spent 6 years mastering every detail of the Brazilian economy. And once he finally got it down, the foreign investors already knew all that stuff. Perhaps one step up from a middle office is not needing a middle office anymore. Hanna Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com.